For KBIA News in Columbia, I'm Mac Whaley. Missouri lawmakers want to give school districts the option to teach an elective social studies class about the Bible. From St. Louis, Jason Rosenbaum has more.
The Missouri House initially passed Representative Ben Baker's bill that would allow school districts to offer a class on the Hebrew Scriptures, the Old Testament of the Bible, or the New Testament of the Bible. Baker, a Neosho Republican, says the aim of the class would be to teach students how those books influenced society and America's founding fathers.
That connection in of itself, I think, would help understand a lot of things. Government, law, justice. I mean, you could go down the line.
Some critics of Baker's bill wanted to include other religious books besides the ones listed. They also contended that it could subject the state to lawsuits over the separation of church and state. In Jefferson City, I'm Jason Rosenbaum.
The Missouri Senate is backing an effort that would make it harder to impeach and remove top officials less than a year after the governor resigned while facing potential impeachment. The proposed constitutional amendment would abolish the grounds for which House members had been weighing whether to impeach former Republican Governor Eric Greitens. It would limit the criteria to corruption and crime in office. Had that been in place last year, House members could not have pursued impeachment for allegations of sexual misconduct and campaign finance violations that occurred before Greitens took office in January of 2017. Greitens resigned June 1st before a House investigatory committee could vote on impeachment. The measure, which already has received initial Senate approval, needs another vote to go to the House. The Columbia Farmers Market is moving to a new location later this spring. KBIA's Skylar Navarro has more.
The MU Healthcare Pavilion will house the weekly market starting in April. Karina Smith is the executive director of the Columbia Farmers Market. She says the new pavilion will have a positive impact on the market.
To have a roof over our heads and have this permanent location will just be huge, huge, amazing benefit for our organization and for our vendors and customers. The pavilion will allow us to be able to be in the same spot every Saturday year-round.
The pavilion will offer a bigger area for vendors and a variety of activities for adults and kids to learn about growing food. Weather allowing, April 27th is the planned opening date for the pavilion. Skylar Navarro, KBIA News.
The University of Missouri has hosted its first eSports recruitment event. Recruits and their families gathered from around the country Wednesday as part of the first Mizzou eSports recruitment cycle. The university announced in December the creation of an eSports program, which would center around the game Overwatch. Now, recruits are getting the chance to meet potential teammates and develop chemistry they hope will carry over into competition. Kevin Reap is the coach for the newly formed program. He says the program is important to esports as a whole.
Esports gets more legitimate, really, every single day. And when a school like the University of Missouri jumps on board and supports this with scholarships and with the resources that we're going to support this at, I think it's a huge win for esports. I think it's step one of many more to come.
Reap says he wants to expand into other games such as League of Legends and Rocket League as soon as possible. I'm Mac Whaley, KBIA News, Columbia.